This is Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Working the third shift.
This is Tony D.
Once again,
from the Quicken Loan Studios, here's Tony D.
All right, we're going to hook up with Chris Swanson from Trojansports.com, part of the Rivals.com network. We are going to talk USC and Steve Sarkisian. Rather interesting developments there as Steve Sarkisian is suing USC. It's kind of sad, but at the same time, rather interesting. Chris Swanson joining us here on a Progressive Insurance Hotline. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. At the crux of the lawsuit, the wrongful termination by Steve Sarkisian, what is his main argument?
That, you know, he's an alcoholic. USC knew. They didn't treat him right under federal and state law. It's legally a disability. And that, you know, the first sign, he's saying that the first or second sign that alcohol abuse was an issue, and he sought treatment for it, Pat Hayden kind of unjustly and out of the blue fired him. I think Steve Sarkisian actually has a good case if you read the lawsuit. Pat Hayden told him that he was on leave of absence, and he was in the process of going to deal with his alcohol issues when he was fired via email. So it is an interesting case. I think Steve Sarkisian has a good case, and I expect it to get settled outside of the courtroom.
I'm a little surprised by this in a way, because when I read this, I read it and it was pretty much, it seemed pretty basic. He was put on leave. Then while he was on leave, he was fired, and it seemed pretty cut and dry that he was fired for being an alcoholic, as you said. USC has teams of lawyers, I would assume, and that any decision to terminate an employee, I would think, would go through that process. Was there anybody that said, by the way, you've handled this completely wrong, Pat Hayden, and you cannot fire him?
I wonder. I actually, that's why I'm so careful to kind of make a judgment on this before it does go through the legal process. To me, it seems pretty obvious that Pat Hayden didn't approach this correctly and it was mishandled, and Steve Sarkisian is owed a great deal of money. I'm not a lawyer, though, and I assume, like you said, that USC would have, you know, plenty of lawyers at their disposal to look at this, and I would assume that, you know, before an employee is fired, that their legal team would feel confident that everything was handled correctly. So I'm not really sure how to comment on the case. To me, reading it, just as someone that hasn't been through, you know, law school or anything, I think it's kind of obvious, but I don't really know. It's not my field of expertise.
The night in August where he was intoxicated at the Salute to Troy event, was he close to being terminated at that moment? That was before the season. Was there any signs that Hayden had to think about whether or not he was retaining him?
I think he threatened his job. Steve Sarkisian said that in the lawsuit, that it was mentioned that he could be fired for that. And I think that it was made clear that he couldn't embarrass the university any further. And in Pat Hayden's mind, he did embarrass the university, and it was a conduct issue. But I'm not sure if legally it was a conduct issue. But I think that Steve Sarkisian, there probably was consideration about whether or not he was the right man for the job at that moment, when you're in such a high-profile place that wants to avoid embarrassment. And the first, you know, his first season, well, it was decent on the field, wasn't really up to USC expectations already. So I'm sure there were questions about whether or not to retain him at that point.
Can you take us back, Chris, for a little timeline here? When he... Because he was put on leave, and at that moment, a lot of us in the media, and I know I commented on it, was my thoughts on Steve Sarkisian turned sympathetic. I wanted him to get better. I wanted him to go through the process of ridding himself of this disease, or at least trying to manage this disease in some way that we all kind of wish our fellow human being on. Then he was immediately fired. What was the time between the time that USC was reaching out with sort of a sympathetic push for him to get better to, we no longer want you as a football coach? What was going on in the middle there?
Well, I'm not sure there ever really was a sympathetic push from USC, because even right after the Salute to Troy incident, he was punished, which is, you know, he ran, I think, through some drills before practice to basically let the team know, oh, my fault. I you know, mishandled myself and caused an embarrassment for the university. And I think anybody that's educated on, you know, addiction issues know that it's not his fault. He shouldn't be punished for it. It's a serious, you know, disease that he should take care of, an issue. So I think USC just kind of mishandled it all the way. I don't really think that he ever got a chance to really deal with it. He was given a chance to see a counselor, but, you know, never really anything else to deal with an alcohol issue. But as for a timeline, salute to Troy was right before the season at the end of August. He was fired after a loss to Washington. So I believe at that point they were 4-2 with losses, two losses in conference, losing record in conference play. So I think it did make it easier for USC to part ways with him, because he wasn't being successful on the field. I have a feeling that if Steve Sarkisian started the season 6-0, this might have been handled completely differently.
I read that in his contract, that if he was fired for a cause, that he would have a certain amount of time to fix the cause. Is this true?
I believe, from what I understand, when I read through the lawsuit, it was he had a certain amount of time where he had to be notified. He had to be notified of what the cause was, and then there had to be, I think it was an 8-day window, before he got fired, probably to fix it. That's probably what it is. And that makes sense. I think that's common in contracts, especially that are so high in value, where, you know, it's hard to just terminate things right away. So, yes, but that was my understanding from reading Steve Sarkisian's lawsuit against the school.
Chris Swanson joins us, Trojansports.com, on USC and the Steve Sarkisian lawsuit. Had USC not suspended him and simply said, we don't like the fact that we lost to Washington, would we have a situation here? Just a simple buyout, goodbye?
Maybe. I think so. I think USC probably could have argued it that way, even though, you know, it does seem harsh to fire somebody, you know, just 2 years into their contract, not even 2 years, really. But, yeah, they probably could have handled it that way. The problem is that Pat Hayden and USC made it clear that it was about substance abuse issues, even though they tried not to say it. Pat Hayden told us when he announced Steve Sarkisian was on leave of absence, he said that it was clear to him that he was not healthy, which indicates that it's a health issue, which it is. And then when he fired him, he tried to make it about a conduct issue as well. He mentioned that in his speech. So it's true. I think that if USC maybe just handled it a little bit differently and, you know, offered to actually pay out his contract, which they tried to avoid when they fired him this way, probably wouldn't have come out. But it would have been hard to avoid it, because the reason Steve Sarkisian was originally put on leave of absence was because he showed up to a team meeting and seemed intoxicated. So it's hard to say how it should have been handled. I think the school should have definitely done something differently, but I don't know if they could have avoided the substance abuse issue and it being out there publicly.
Clay Helton takes the interim tag off, and now he's the head coach at USC. In terms of that hire, is that going well with the people, with the powers that be at USC, the alumni, the powerful alumni? He seems to be very, very popular with players, but on the same flip side, this is USC. You could get anybody that's available that you want. Is this going well? Is this initially going well?
Yeah, I think with the people that are really behind the hires, the people that, you know, with the big money, they approved it. You know, they're friendly with Clay Helton, probably thought he was a great guy that's been through a lot with the program, and they wanted to see him get his chance. It's a smaller group of people, you know, that's really kind of dictate the decisions that the program makes. But, you know, as for the general USC fan, I don't think there's a lot of excitement behind it. I think a lot of people expected USC to get a bigger name, and a big name, really, and there were plenty of them floating out there. As for the popularity with the players are always going to root for a coach that's on their staff, a guy that they know anyway, so that should be expected. They rooted for Ed Orgeron. They rooted for, you know, Steve Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin as well. They like those guys, and they want to see them be their head coach, so that shouldn't be a surprise or, you know, be a reason to hire a guy. I think that it's a case where Pat Hayden and a select few group of powerful boosters got together and decided they liked Clay Helm. They wanted to give him a chance. He doesn't have a big contract, so it's an easy buyout. It does have to happen, and they decided to roll the dice and say, why not? Let's give this guy a chance.
Is it likely, and I'm asking you to speculate here, is it likely that the situation with Sarkisian gets worked out and they don't go to court? Because I can only imagine the stories in court that are going to be brought up, and I'm sure both sides don't really want that. So is it more likely that this is going to get settled?
That would be my guess. I would be shocked to see something like this go to court, because it does seem like, you know, if there's, it's logical for Steve Sarkisian to win this case. It could very well happen. I don't want to put odds on it, but it seems like it's not a ridiculous court case. They probably expected to have to owe him some money anyway if they did fire him before they consider his alcohol issues and knew about them. You know, you expect that with the coach. So they probably won't be against, you know, just paying out his contract and making this thing go away and stop all these negative headlines surrounding the school. This, you know, the team played in the Pac-12 championship game, and all anybody's talking about now is Steve Sarkisian suing them. So, you know, you want to get your name out of the headlines for those reasons as quickly as possible. I think USC is going to try to do that.
Chris Swanson, again, Trojansports.com, part of the Rivals.com network. Really appreciate your insight on this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Good stuff. Chris Swanson. And he's right. They played in the Pac-12 title game. Clay Helton got the job. Things are looking up at USC. And then this story comes around, and now you've got a university that fires a guy for being an alcoholic, handling it completely wrong. There are ways that they could have parted ways with Steve Sarkisian that would have been better than, hey, go get yourself some help. While I'm going to get some help, you're fired. And I'm really surprised, as I said in the early part of this interview, I am really shocked that USC, you would think, would be swimming with lawyers at their disposal. No one said, you know what, you really can't do this, Pat. Here's what's going to happen if you do this. This. And if he's smart and he gets his contract in front of a lawyer, they're going to tell him exactly what we just told you. This was a mess. It was absolutely a mess, completely mishandled. And now all of the good things that, like you said, all the good things that USC is kind of building and trying to strengthen and whatnot, all the work that Clay Helton did to sort of put that team back on track to get into a Pac-12 title game. And the Steve Sarkisian headline is dominating. And it's going to be bad for both of us as they settle this thing. All right, 800-777-2907. You want to get the conversation going. Coming up next, a lot of buzz today on the Cleveland Browns. I saw it at USA Today. I saw it at Deadspin. I think I saw it at Fox. I saw a whole bunch of buzz about the Cleveland Browns. Why? Because everyone's coming to the same idea. The Browns need an overhaul. The sorry state in Cleveland next. Yahoo Sports Radio.